In 1963, Martin Luther King Jr. was jailed in Birmingham, Alabama, after Bull Connor, the public safety commissioner, greeted peaceful black marchers with beatings, hosings, and vicious dogs in the heart of downtown Birmingham. When white clergymen blamed King for provoking the violence and questioned why he was there, King wrote one of the 20th century's best tracts on human rights, Letter from Birmingham Jail. On this July 4th week, platitudinous speeches won't help you understand liberty. I recommend instead the Reverend King's words from his cell in Birmingham. Here's part of what he said. I am in Birmingham because injustice is here. I cannot sit idly by in Atlanta and not be concerned with what happens in Birmingham. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. We are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. He continues, perhaps it is easy for those who have never felt the stinging darkness of segregation to say, wait. But when you suddenly find your tongue twisted and your speech stammering as you seek to explain to your six-year-old daughter why she can't go to the public amusement park that has just been advertised on television, and see tears welling up in her eyes when she's told that Funtown is closed to colored children, and see ominous clouds of inferiority and an unconscious bitterness toward white people beginning to distort her personality, when you take a cross-country drive and find it necessary to sleep night after night in the uncomfortable corners of your automobile because no motel will accept you, when you are humiliated day in and day out by nagging signs reading white and colored, when your first name becomes nigger, your middle name becomes boy, however old you are, when you are forever fighting a degenerating sense of nobodiness, then you will understand why we find it difficult to wait. He concluded by saying, there are two types of laws, just and unjust. One has both a legal and moral responsibility to obey just laws. Conversely, one has a moral responsibility to disobey unjust laws. Vilified and jailed for his views, Martin Luther King smuggled the letter out of his cell on scraps of toilet paper and newsprint. Enjoy your liberties this week. Don't let them go. This is Les O'Coin.